Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Family Law Talk.
Family Law Talk.
Presented by Kirk Stange of Stange Law Firm, PC. Stange Law Firm is a family law firm with offices in Missouri and Illinois. Now, here's your host, Kirk Stange.
Welcome to Family Law Talk. We've got a great topic today. The topic is looking past your divorce. Definitely an interesting topic and one folks going through a divorce ought to think long and hard about. This topic is based on an article on familylawheadquarters.com dated December 20th, 2015. And the title of that article is The Importance of Looking Past Your Divorce. So as a follow-up to the episode today, you can go to familylawheadquarters.com. You can definitely check out the article. Definitely would be a good follow-up to the episode here today. Here's the topic again. Folks going through divorce oftentimes, really living in the present. So they're going through a tough time. They're going through a traumatic time. In a lot of ways, individuals going through a divorce feel like their whole life is hanging in the balance. And then they ultimately get into a court system, and they've got to worry about what the result will be, you know, what's going to happen. It could be that they're worried about custody of their kids. Could be that they're worried about their finances in terms of how they're going to make ends meet. It could be a litany of issues from the house to the cars to the 401ks, you name it. But all these issues are sitting out there, and it can be really stressful for parties that are going through a divorce. And on top of it, in divorce cases, there's oftentimes a lot of hard feelings. In other words, folks might point the finger of blame at the other and seem to be of the belief that they wouldn't be here in the divorce court if it wasn't for the actions of the other party. So there can be anger, there can be resentment in a lot of ways. Sometimes a divorce can be a process that was really a long time coming. So you can have resentment. Obviously, all of this can really culminate in parties being extremely frustrated. And this frustration can culminate itself in parties saying and doing things that oftentimes can be hurtful. So there can be a lot of hurt leading up to the divorce. But a lot of the long-term hurt that parties end up having after divorce is based on things that happened in the middle of the case. So your imagination could really run wild, and I think the possibilities are really pretty endless when you think about it. But in the midst of a divorce, parties might be communicating with regard to the kids. They might see each other in a courtroom hallway. There could be different school functions that could be taking place in the middle of the case. Maybe there's doctor's appointments that are there. I mean, you name it, but parties oftentimes in the middle of a divorce when really they're still rubbed pretty raw by the whole situation, by the whole process, they can say things that might be unkind. They can do things that really are done out of frustration, might be sort of passive-aggressive. It might be done in anger. And all of this, at the end of the day, what it can do is lead to some deep, deep wounds. And what's hard for folks to really vision is, while it might feel like the divorce process is taking so long, and parties might have the viewpoint that, oh my goodness, it almost seems like this is going to take forever, the reality of the situation is at some point, maybe that point is a time in the future which is longer than what they wanted, but at some point the process is going to be over. And at some point they're going to be out of the court system and they're going to have to move forward with their life. And for some folks that can take longer than others. You know, some folks can spend a lot of time in court on modification actions after divorce or contempt actions or you name it. But at some point, the kids are going to be grown. Kids are going to be emancipated. All of this is going to be over with. And what folks going through divorce on some level need to be cognizant of and they need to think of is the future. So in the future, there could be a situation where they're attending a high school or college graduation of their kids. In the future, their kids could end up getting married, and there could be a wedding that they have to attend with their ex-spouse or a wedding reception or maybe dinners or events leading up to that wedding. In the future, two parties to divorce could be in a waiting room waiting for the birth of one of their grandchildren, for example. In the future, there could be all kinds of different events like this. I mean, you name it, the possibilities are really, really endless. And so the thing folks need to think about while going through a divorce is obviously the future is out there, and we all know the present's tough. You know, the present, you know, there's a lot of doubt out there in terms of the way things are going to go, a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress. But folks going through a divorce, at the end of the day, whether they feel this way at the time or it takes them some point in the future to feel this way, but at some point they're going to want to be able to be cordial with their ex-spouse. You know, they're going to want to be able to attend one of these important events and it not be as hostile and adversarial as the divorce process itself. At some point, it's helpful for the parties that they be able to be cordial and be in the same room together when one of these important life events happen. And, of course, past that, you know, it's important for the families as well. Obviously, the kids of divorce and then, you know, grandkids come. It can really create a lot of stress, a lot of anxiety, and it can really, really perpetuate the long-term effects of the divorce all the way down the line to the kids and the grandkids. If the divorce gets so nasty, the parties become so upset with each other because of things that happened in the midst of the divorce that made it worse. And so, you know, at the end of the day, again, divorces are tough. It's easy for people to say, you know, be dignified. You know, it's easy for an attorney to tell you to be above board, be respectful, even in the tough time of family law case, because, you know, we're not the ones going through it. And that's totally true. So it's easy for an attorney to say, be above board, be dignified. Don't do anything to make matters worse for the future, and simply, you know, cooperate with your attorney and let your attorney handle the case in the best manner possible. So it can be easy for some folks to hear that advice because they think, you know, easy for you to say, attorney, you're not going through what I'm going through. But at the end of the day, it can be a really important, helpful thing for you in the future if you're going through a divorce, if you're able to have that cordial, an amicable relationship, even if at the end of the day, you know, there's still some feelings back there, obviously, still some hard feelings, I guess, which will always be there. I mean, there will always be some wounds back there deep inside most parties going through divorce. I mean, all of that obviously is going to be there on some level. But if you're able to be cordial, able to be amicable, that's certainly going to be helpful for any individual going through a divorce in the future. And this is especially the case where kids are involved and the parties are going to have to keep in contact on some level or see each other on some level at various points in the future, you know, just based on their kids. And so for folks going through a divorce, try to picture that on some level. Try to look past the here. Try to look past the now. Try to look past the hurtful moment that you might be in if you're going through a divorce, and try to picture yourself in the future at some point. And that, at the end of the day, can cause parties at the end of the day to really be, you know, dignified and respectful in the divorce process. Obviously, in saying all that, it's important that your interests be protected. It's important that whatever the resolution to your divorce case is just and fair and reasonable. So all of that is the case, and it's important to feel as if the divorce process was thorough and that the resolution was one that was just, so you didn't just rush through the process to get it done quick, but that you got a result which is a good one. But at the same time, it's important to try to keep things dignified and respectful at the same time. So that is really the topic here today. Again, the topic is looking past your divorce. An important one that I think folks going through a divorce definitely want to think about and consider. Again, as a follow-up to the episode, go to familylawheadquarters.com. We have an article dated December 20th, 2015, titled The Importance of Looking Past Your Divorce. So that would definitely be a good follow-up to the episode today. So that is a topic here today on Family Law Talk. Stay tuned to our next exciting episode coming up. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Family Law Talk.
Family Law Talk.
With Kirk Stange. Visit StangeLawFirm.com for more about today's topic. or to put Stange Law Firm to work for your family today. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Neither the Supreme Court of Missouri or Illinois reviews or approves certifying organizations or specialist designations. The information you obtain on this podcast is not, nor is it intended to be, legal advice. You should contact an attorney for advice regarding your individual situation. We invite you to contact us and welcome your calls, letters, and electronic mail. Contacting us does not create an attorney-client relationship. Please do not send any confidential information to us until such time as an attorney-client relationship has been established. And finally, past results afford no guarantee of future results, and every case is different and must be judged on its own merits.
Kirk Stange is responsible for the content. Principal place of business, 1750 South Brentwood Boulevard, Suite 401, St. Louis, Missouri, 63144.